Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to Pop Off, the show where we take your favorite movies, music, and TV, and we rank them. I'm your host, Ethan Kaufman. Thanks for tuning in. Check out more Ithacan podcasts wherever you're listening to this, or go to theithacan.org. Dear listeners, today we are going to be talking about some rather uplifting topics. We've got death, we've got torture, we've got mutilation, should all be really fun. Today I'll be giving you my ranked list of all 10 Saw movies. But it's not just my list. We've got today's guest, Michaela Lorfink. Michaela, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Are you happy to be here?
Yeah.
You don't sound it.
I'm so happy to be here.
Okay. All right. When did you first get into the Saw franchise?
It was probably one of the first horror movies that I'd seen.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I was like 6 or 7.
Oh.
So that makes it like...
Oh, okay.
That makes it like 2010, 2011.
That's mildly problematic.
A little bit, but it was fun. It's cool.
Where does this rank among like your favorite horror franchises?
Probably in like my top 3.
Swag.
It's fun.
It's so it's much fun. But why is it fun? May I ask you that? Why is watching people mutilate themselves in order to survive and then generally fail? Why is that fun? Or at least why do you find it fun?
To me, they're kind of like, you know those little dancing fruit baby simulation videos? Baby stimulation videos?
Can't say I do.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll have to show you one later.
All right.
But it's like, what is there not to love about?
Death.
Well, not so much death, but like the creativity that goes into the traps. Yeah.
I think that's a lot of what it is. I think this is like the franchise where I'm like, how are they going to construct these traps? What are they going to be? What kind of like psychological terror will there be on top of like the limbs getting ripped off?
I also love the reveal at the end where it's like, this is why everybody's connected and this is why this is happening. And it's like, okay, that's cool.
The signature twist ending that is very rarely good.
Yeah.
But it's still always fun.
It's fun. It doesn't have to be good.
I first got into Saw a few years ago. I binged through all of the Dead Meat kill counts for the entire franchise. Shout out James A. Janisse of Dead Meat on YouTube. Love you. And I was like, what the heck? Now I actually want to watch the movies. And so then I watched the movies, and I watched all of them in 2 days. Don't recommend.
When was this?
This was, I did my marathon, I think, during quarantine. And then we saw X.
We did. We did.
Yay. This is probably my favorite horror franchise. Like, Scream and this are up there as my top two. And I do think the first Scream is, like, significantly better than any of these.
Yes.
But just as, like, the convoluted melodrama and all the flashbacks are just so fun to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get started with my number 10, which is Saw 3D. This is a bad movie. I don't like it at all. I think there are a few cool ideas behind it. This is when I'm going to like know all the characters' first and last names and be really weird and freaky. You have Bobby Dagan, who is this celebrity guy who wrote a book about surviving a jigsaw trap and has amassed all this fame for it. But he's full of crap, and he hasn't survived anything. And I think that's a really intriguing idea. And I think there was commentary to be mined around, like, celebrity culture and fame. And this movie does nothing with that. A lot of the traps are very basic and boring. Like, the brazen bull. When, like, the wife or the girlfriend just gets burned alive for no reason.
I'm biased towards that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where does this rank for you?
It's definitely not my favorite. I have it as number 8. I disliked a lot of, like, the beginning traps of Saw 3D.
There's the one that's, like, in public.
Yeah. I disliked a bunch of the first ones just because they're all, like, ooh, car, tractor. These are all the same
Bennington
things.
Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, R.I.P.
Oh, my God.
The car trap.
No.
For some reason.
It's not completely irredeemable, mm-hmm. but it's also really bad.
How do you feel about the ending? Hoffman kills Jill Tuck with the reverse bear trap and is then attacked by the three dudes in the pig masks, and one of them is Dr. Gordon.
Oh!
And he's apparently been yet another accomplice
the whole
time.
I do remember this. I feel like if they could keep their characters straight, I don't know, it feels really convoluted.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. Well, that's Saw for you.
I know.
I don't like the fact that he shows up earlier, because there's, like, the scene at like the Jigsaw Survivors support group, which is just so funny to me.
It's so weird.
And then Dr. Gordon shows up and is like, he has this like gravitas. He's like, does the slow clap and is like, you guys have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that he shows up there because it spoils the surprise of him coming back later.
Yeah. All of these movies are fun in their own way.
Yes.
And I liked the later traps mostly because they touched on, like, one of my favorite topics from when I was a kid, which was medieval torture devices.
Yes.
Love the bull. The wheel where she keeps constantly getting impaled.
The one where it's, like, the key is down her throat on, like, a fish hook and he has to pull it out without making noise.
Yeah.
That one's fun.
Yeah. There's so many of them. I don't even really care about the flashbacks or the plot. To be so real.
It's okay. I'm going to keep bringing them up.
Yeah, I know.
But you do you.
I know.
All right. What is your number 10?
Spiral.
Spiral. So Spiral is my number 9.
Okay.
So it's right there. Before we talk about it, what is a Book of Saw? The name of this movie is Spiral from the Book of Saw. What is a Book of Saw? All right. Why is this your least favorite Saw movie?
Could not keep my attention.
No?
I tried. I really did. I didn't vibe with it.
Spiral is so weird to me because it's like, I know it's disconnected from the rest of it. Why is Chris Rock in a Saw movie?
Why?
Why is Samuel L. Jackson in a Saw movie?
Why? Also, if you're going to suddenly pull a movie out of nowhere with no real connection to, like, the initial franchise, make a new franchise.
Yeah.
Sorry? Sorry?
No, I agree.
That's just a thought.
Yeah.
You're allowed to make your own movies.
Yeah. It's really funny to me because I know Chris Rock, like, when he pitched it, he was like, I want to make a Saw movie that really delves into the corrupt police system. And it really feels like a detective procedural. And it's like several of the other Saw movies.
Yeah. That. I was going to say.
The finger trap is fun. I like the finger trap.
Yeah.
Where he, like, is in the bathtub. Oh, my God. When he goes in, I think it's like a meat locker, when Chris Rock goes in and he sees the dude who was skinned alive and there's a tattoo on it. And it's like, oh my God, that's the tattoo my partner has. My partner died. It's so obvious that he didn't and that he's like the one behind it all. Because it's like, you can't have a Saw movie and have a dead body without flashing back to see some sort of trap or like death or whatever.
Don't trust any dead body in a Saw movie.
Yeah, unless you see the person dying.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you feel about, because Billy the Puppet's not in this one.
I know.
It's just the weird pig mask and that really weird voice. Do you like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I do a little bit because I think it feels very unsettling.
Billy the Puppet, he is Saw.
He's the mascot. Yeah.
I don't care about Kramer. That puppet is Saw. That is who matters.
What is your number 9?
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw. This used to be your favorite, right?
Yep.
What changed?
This used to be my favorite, even though I'd seen all of the other movies that had been out before that. I watched it with my best friend, and then we just, like, continued to watch it for a while. It had been a while since I watched any of the Saw movies, and then we were like, hey, look at this. And we watched it, and that kind of, like, got me back into the movies.
Yeah.
However. What are you doing?
Are you referring to the ending?
Yeah.
The terrible, bad ending.
The terrible, bad ending. Because, like, I do like some of the traps.
The Buckethead one is cool.
The Buckethead one. And I love like, the autopsy scenes.
The shotgun key.
Yes.
Thing, which is so simple, but I really like it. Like, that scene where Tobin Bell comes in for, like, 5 minutes just to explain the trap is, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
Definitely my favorite scene.
I didn't love how it went from shotgun scene to the laser collars. It feels like you're just tacking something on because you have to.
I really don't like the whole, like, Logan was an accomplice the whole time. Because it's, like, it's not even just this is another person doing jigsaw traps. It's he's been there from the start before everyone.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. The Saw timeline is so convoluted, like, needlessly. But when a new piece of information is introduced, it's always here's this new thing and here's how it ties back to everything else. This is just a new piece of information that doesn't explain anything or connect to anything else. Favorite fun fact from Jigsaw, which, by the way, is my number 8.
Okay.
So we have the same bottom 3, not in the same order.
Fair.
We're gonna disagree on something.
We, yeah.
I love the fact that I forget what his name is, but he's Detective Halloran's partner, who like does survive at the end, is played by Clay Bennett, who is the voice of Chef Hatchet from Total Drama.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Oh my God, that's so fun. And I love that show.
I forget how I discovered this fact, but I just find that so funny.
That's amazing, because you know what? We've also watched Total Drama Island together.
We have done that. Yes, okay. I will go next with my number 7, which is Saw 4.
Okay.
Where is Saw 4 for you?
2.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm now going to talk about why I don't like this movie very much.
Okay.
Saw 4 comes at a really weird point in the franchise because it's kind of the middle point between Saw 1, 2, and 3, which are like the John Kramer trilogy, mm-hmm. and then 5, 6, and 7, which are the Hoffman trilogy.
Yeah.
And it very much has that feel of trying to find its footing.
Mm-hmm.
It's messy. There are some really cool traps in this one. The scalping one where it like pulls her hair back into the gears. I cringe at that every time.
I love it.
It's so awful. The one in the motel where it's like all of the red darkroom lighting and the guy has to stab his eyes out. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, does them one at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, he
instead
does.
Instead of both.
I have so many thoughts.
Eric Matthews getting his head crushed by the ice is such a good, fun moment.
I have so many notes on this one.
I do just want to say, because I want to justify why it's lower on my list.
Okay, go ahead.
Daniel Rigg, who is the detective and, like, sort of the main character, his whole trial, which is, like, most of the movie, makes no sense because he is being punished and put in these traps for being too good at his job.
Yeah.
Jigsaw's like, stop saving people. Don't go through the door. And it's like, he's a cop.
Yeah.
He is trying to save lives. He is trying to do the right thing. Why is he here? And it feels so clunky because they kill off most of the main cast.
Yeah.
Like, Carrie dies in 3 at the beginning. And so he's kind of the last one left. But it's so lazy. And I hate how they do it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't...
Like, his test at the end is to just not go through the door?
Yeah.
Why?
That is such a fair way to think about this movie. Once again, I don't super care about the plot.
You're the worst film major ever, but I love it.
I really am. It feels like one big montage, kind of.
Yeah.
And I really like montage scenes. Even if they're not done great, I still really like them.
I like that this takes place at the exact same time as Saw 3. Like, they're running concurrently. Because when you're watching it, you don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't think it factors in that much, but it is just a cool another layer to it that I like. And then the Hoffman twist.
Yeah.
You don't like Hoffman.
No. When I was in middle school, I got ridiculed by a teacher whose last name was Hoffman.
Okay.
Because of the music.
So you just hate everyone named Hoffman?
Yep.
My last name's close enough.
I know.
You hate me?
You're one letter away.
Oh my God.
He ruins Amanda's vibe. It's like, ooh, here's this super cool, complex woman. Nope, she's dead. You got a man now.
And his only personality trait is just evil.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Amanda had like somewhat of a backstory that was nice.
Side note, I find Hoffman being an antagonist, and like, because he's acting as Jigsaw more than John Kramer is.
Yeah.
Like, and I find that really funny because they named him after a producer of the series who died. And this was their way of like paying tribute to him. Is they had him, like, because I think he's first introduced at the beginning of Saw 3, and it's like, oh, it's a nice touch. But then in Saw 4, Jigsaw's dead. They have to find a new person to carry it on.
Yeah.
I find that so funny.
It's lazy. Sorry.
Yeah. But it's your number 2. You just like the traps that much?
I do. I am a really big fan of the hotel trap. The guy's a horrible person.
Yeah.
He's also a voyeur. And I wanted to look at him through the worst possible lens. And the way that I looked at it is he only did that to one of his eyes because he still has such a strong desire to see things that he has no right to see. That he couldn't do it to the other eye.
I love that.
And then the trap, like, his body is a weapon, quite literally. It's dismantling the weapon at, like, its
flinging
most base
all of his
state.
Limbs across the room.
Yeah. And I think it's fun.
Yeah. Another trap that they don't even really show that much is the one with the husband and the wife.
Yes, 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 yes.
where, yes. like, like, the spikes are through, like, fatal points for her. Wait, is it? No.
No.
Fatal points for him, non-fatal for her.
Yeah.
But, like, she, if she doesn't take them out, she'll die. But if she does, he dies.
Yeah.
And it's, like,
I don't
like
super,
taking down her abuser.
Yeah. I don't super love when the victims get mixed in with their abusers.
Yeah.
Because it's giving off the vibe of, oh, you could have left if you wanted
to.
Did
she even do anything to deserve being in there or no?
No, it's just the fact that, like,
guilty by association.
Yeah, it's also the way that Kramer is always like, oh, life is so precious, and you're, like, wasting your life and you're ruining your life by sticking around with this person who is actively harming you. And it's like, okay, well, like first does, of all, you're a man.
Yeah, it lines up with the Jigsaw, like, methodology,
yeah.
but it's BS.
Yes, it is. It's so ugly. Also, the puppet explodes.
The puppet explodes!
And it kills somebody.
No, it doesn't kill her.
No.
It, like, the pieces go into her face,
yeah.
and she's wheeled out, but then comes back later.
Yeah.
So stupid, but kind of funny.
Yeah, I just...
What's your number 7?
Okay, my number 7, Saw 6.
No! This is my number 3.
Okay. So, the way that this is ranked, it makes it sound like, oh my gosh, I hate each of these so, so much, except for the top 3. Which it's not. It's just, I enjoy all of these... But I enjoy some of them a little bit more.
Yeah.
So this one, I just...
So what do you like about Saw 6?
The pound of flesh.
Yes!
Yeah.
That might be my favorite opening trap. That or the Venus flytrap from Saw 2.
Mm-hmm.
The sound design is really cool. Like, when she has, like, the meat cleaver and mm-hmm. is, like, chopping away at her arm and
yeah.
the sound just totally cuts out until she chops down
yep.
and then you hear it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Obviously, there's the fact that she's, like, cutting off her arm.
Right.
But then there's also, I think it's really cool, and he's, like, cutting off huge chunks of his skin. But
like,
in order
he's not
going to
survive even if he wins.
Yeah, he's not going to. And when you think about it, the amount of, like, surface area on his body that is now an open, gaping,
yeah.
dripping bloody wound. What are you doing, man?
He's a fool. Saw 6 is one of my favorites, and I say this any time I talk about it, which is weirdly more frequently than I think any of these other movies, because I find it so entertaining. Saw 6 is a commentary on the American healthcare industry,
mm-hmm.
and I find that so amazing. The whole thing of, like, William Easton getting put into the trap and all of these decisions that he makes are, like, surrounding his policy.
Yeah.
And how, like, 2/3, I think, of all applicants get denied because they're a greater risk.
Yeah.
Like, the shotgun carousel is one of my favorites of the entire franchise. All of his main people, all of his, like, top employees are all just trying to throw each other under the bus. There's, like, the one girl that's like, I'm pregnant. And then the guy's like, no, she's not. Don't listen to her. And then that other guy who's like, Mr. Easton, my parents are loaded. Let me survive and they'll give you anything you want. I just find it so fun.
It's also, it just looks really, really cool.
Yeah. Visually, just one
yes.
of the best traps.
Yes.
The steam maze mm-hmm. is really cool. And then the ending, where he gets there and realizes that it's not his game and that it's Roderick from Diary of a Wimpy Kid who gets the final say.
By the way, so much random stuff.
Devin Bostick's filmography is the most insane thing because he's Roderick in Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and then he's this guy in Saw 6, and is then randomly in Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Why?
I also love whenever they bring back the bear trap.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, like, a little teeny tiny bit, they know their audience.
Also, the scene of Hoffman with all of the detectives when they're, like, trying to figure out, like, they're trying to unscramble the message,
mm-hmm.
and it's him saying, right now you're feeling helpless, and he is. They unscramble it, and they reveal that it's him, and then he just murders everybody. I just find that such a fun, tense scene.
It is. I do genuinely love that movie, but...
Clearly
I love some others a little bit more.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go on to my number 6.
Okay.
Which is Saw 5.
Is that
also
going
to... Hey!
Yeah. Little fun fact.
Little fun fact.
I I don't know which one, which I obviously very much could have found out by just looking it up. But apparently one of the traps on set was so dangerous for the actors that they had to have paramedics on the scene. That's insane.
There's so much dedication that they put into these.
There really is. And I love it.
Saw 5 has the water cube where Strom survives being drowned by giving himself a tracheotomy and stabbing himself in the throat with a pen.
Which is so cool.
It is so cool. It's like one of the most badass just hacking a Saw game. This is the one where it's like Strom and Hoffman kind of going back and forth in a little cat and mouse game. It opens with the pendulum trap, which I love.
Yes. I mean, I've already said this. I like Amanda more than I like Hoffman. Sometimes I enjoy the traps that seem like they could very easily be like escapable, but then he turns around and he's like, actually, no, for real this time, no.
Yeah.
And it's like the guy very clearly mutilated his hands.
Right.
And he got free. He said, no, not today.
What else? This one has where it's like the group of five.
Yes.
And they all have to work together, but they're all so selfish that they never realize that.
I'm so partial to the group ones.
Me too. That starts with like the neck collar one, where the one girl just gets pulled back.
Yeah.
And then the 10 pints of blood one.
Yes, yes.
Where the dude, the dude pushes his arm so far into the saw that it's
like
just, his
off.
Arm is just split in half.
It kind of reminded me of the bomb scene from Saw X. With the way that his arms were, like, so...
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw 5 has a lot of fun traps, and then at the end, when Hoffman is, like, in the glass coffin, and then Strom gets crushed. This is really Hoffman's movie, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it starts with his whole... how he got involved in the first place. And then the flashbacks are him kind of taking on the role of another apprentice.
Yeah.
And the way that, John Kramer just straight up blackmails him into helping, I find so funny. Kind of just like this old man with cancer blackmailing him into being like the heavy dude. Because it's just, it's an old guy dying of cancer and Amanda.
Yeah.
Who is small.
Yeah. And it's like, I understand why they need the beef. But
they need the beef.
Kramer is obviously like, he thinks he's, like, the pinnacle of morals and all that stuff.
Right. And he yells at Hoffman and is like, killing is distasteful.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't believe that.
You don't.
You like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, Hoffman takes it too seriously. Amanda? Love Amanda.
Love Amanda.
She takes it too seriously, but in a fun way, because she's a woman.
Slay. Slay Amanda. Okay, what's your number 5?
The original.
Ooh.
I know.
Fun. This is my second favorite.
The original one is your second favorite? Okay. I think that it is a very good movie. I think it is especially a very good movie considering the budget that they had.
Yes.
I can appreciate it so much, and I can appreciate the fact that it's limited to the one room.
Yeah.
That makes everything, that makes even the smaller things a lot more intricate, a lot more, like, thought-provoking. I don't love the experience of watching it.
Is it that it's too, like, self-contained for you?
I think it's just...
Because it stays in one place for a good chunk of it.
Yeah, that might be it. So this was, like, the first Saw movie that I watched, but I was so young that by the time I was older and got, like, more into horror, I'd already been exposed to, like, more...
Graphic
stuff. I'd already gotten used to that. I'd already gotten a preference for it. So going back and rewatching
it. This is very tame.
Yes.
Like, just to the rest of the franchise.
Even compared to the second one.
Yeah.
It's very tame.
Like, because you, people make the argument that the whole franchise is just torture porn, which, like, kind of, a little bit, but this...
Once they started making big money, that's when it started, like, gearing
there. Once they had more freedom to go crazy with, like, practical effects and the traps and whatnot, but this is so simple. Because the big moment is Gordon cutting off his foot. They don't even show it that much.
No.
It's more his reaction to it. And, like, Adam's reaction.
And him crawling around and, like...
Him on the floor, like, I'm going to go get help.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure.
I guess you are. One of the ones that I hated watching, the flammable jelly.
Oh, that.
It looks like a textural nightmare.
Yeah. With the glass on the floor.
Yeah.
That trap is so stupid.
Yeah.
Because the way
it feels kind of lazy.
It's, I think, just the, if we don't count the bathroom itself, it's the second trap in the entire franchise. And it's the first one that's, like, needlessly convoluted. Like, it keeps adding steps. Yeah. It's like, you're stuck in this room and have to get out. And you have to solve this very complex code on the wall. But it's in glow-in-the-dark writing. Or, like, yeah. And so you need the candle to light it.
Yeah.
But you're smeared in flammable jelly, so you have to be careful with the candle. And also, there's glass on the floor.
I'd forget what he's saying. I do love the razor wire, though.
The razor wire one's fun. Yeah. I love the way it peels back the layers, because it's the first 20 minutes, I think, where it's just Gordon and Adam in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gordon's like, I think I know who's doing this yeah. to us. And then they start doing all the flashbacks. And it's just really cool,
because mm-hmm.
it's not trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
It's learning sort of the psychology behind it a little.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom trap is just an escape room.
Yeah.
Which I find so cool. Yeah. And then the twist.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, still the best twist of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not Zep. It's this dude who's been on the floor the whole time who we thought was dead. And the shot of him getting up in the background.
And peeling it off.
And peeling off, like, the so fake cool. blood is so amazing.
Yeah. I genuinely do love this movie. It feels like it knows exactly what it wants to do, minus the jelly thing. That one felt like they were like, let's try this.
Yeah.
But everything else, it felt like they knew exactly what they wanted to do, which I feel like not all the movies have yeah. that. That's what it feels like.
Vibes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get on to my number 5.
Yes.
Saw 3. Or Saw 3 for you.
1.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Michaela. I'm sorry. Would you like to talk about it because it's your favorite?
All of the traps as a whole, I think I enjoyed them the most out of all the other movies. I'm a really big fan of when horror movies pull in pigs. It's like a not super common trope, but it's common enough that you can like expect some kind of gory movie to somehow make some
yeah.
relation to pigs. Pigs are like so emotionally intelligent in terms of animals, and they're like the people of the animal world. Except for monkeys. Monkeys scare me. I'm not talking about them. It's like, this is the closest thing to a person. It's also why I really like Amanda, because mm-hmm. Amanda's usually wearing the pig mask.
Right.
And it's, Kramer sees Amanda almost as a person. He's seeing her as, like, the next best thing that he can push around and do what he wants with.
Yeah.
Until he can't, because she's dead. The pig vat, so much going on,
yeah.
and it's so cool.
With the toys burning.
Yeah. Yeah. The toys burning. Like, that's obviously an important part. But the pigs?
Yeah.
The pigs?
Disgusting.
It's so gross. It's so... The rack. I love bones in movies. Because, like, horror movies, especially gory horror movies, are so willing to show you blood and willing to show you, like, guts falling out yeah. of a body. And they're willing to show you, like, the outside of, like, mangled bones, but so rarely do they show you actual bone.
Yeah.
Like, through the skin. And it's like, ooh, this is fun.
It's twisting
yeah.
one at a time, and then the head.
Yes.
Which is such an awful visual.
Yeah.
And I was watching a behind-the-scenes video where it's like, because they had pretty much, like, a twistable mold, I think, mm-hmm. of the actor that they put in the trap. And then the behind-the-scenes video was the actor there looking at it and his reaction to it, just, like, seeing each of his limbs completely twisted around was amazing.
Yeah, and then he escaped in time to save him, but they couldn't figure out where the keyhole was.
Yeah.
So it's also giving kind of, like, religious imagery.
A little bit.
It's so
that and the angel trap with
yes.
Carrie, which looks
I
so cool.
I love the angel trap. Okay.
Yeah. I love Jeff's whole trial. I hate Jeff himself because
mm-hmm.
he doesn't do anything. Just slow Jeff, just meandering around until the, like, yeah, because the whole thing, like, he doesn't find the keyhole.
Yeah.
But he had the key.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hate Jeff,
yeah.
but his whole trial of, like, because he's so obsessed with, like, his, I think it was his son, right, who
yeah.
died?
Yeah,
and, like, the fact that, like, he was killed in a drunk driving incident. The judge didn't give him that hefty of a sentence. And
yeah.
it's this whole journey of, like, forgiveness.
Yeah.
Which I find, and, like, letting go.
Yeah. Which is so, so incredibly hypocritical. Because
totally.
Kramer,
his whole thing
is that he cannot let go.
His
he cannot
whole motivation
forgive.
Is, like the death of his unborn child. Like, the cancer stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hypocritical. Part of this is a medical drama.
Yeah.
With Lynn, who, by the way, will say, another one of the people who just should not be in a trap.
Yeah.
Because she takes antidepressants. I took antidepressants to put me in a trap. No, yeah, I love how it's like, it gets all surgical.
Yeah.
Which is a great way of doing body horror in a way that's not the traps.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the body horror in Saw generally is the traps. And so I think it's a really unique way to still do that. The relationship between Jigsaw and Amanda.
Yes.
Is maybe at its best here, maybe. It's like very melodramatic, the way that Amanda keeps getting pissed off.
Yes.
The whole thing is just like a test for her.
Yeah.
To let people have a chance to live.
Which, so insane.
Yeah.
Let her do what she wants. She's never done anything wrong.
Obviously
ever,
not.
Ever, actually.
Obviously not. The opening classroom trap, where it's like the guy with the chains everywhere and the one through his jaw.
Yeah.
I'm very, because I know it was unwinnable because the door was welded shut and he couldn't get out even if he did escape.
Yeah.
How was he planning on taking that one out?
He wasn't. When I was looking through it, the Wikipedia this morning. It was like, I don't remember if it said that it was like an undisclosed scene or if it was just like suggested, but like he physically would not have been able to get that last one out of his jaw.
Okay.
It just like was not possible.
So is that part of it being unwinnable?
Yes.
And then there's the whole twist of like Jeff and Lynn being married.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how I feel about it. I hate the fact that Jeff is the one that kills Jigsaw.
Yeah.
I hate Jeff so much.
Honestly.
He's so stupid.
I know that was kind of the point, but I think it would have been really cool if Amanda was the one to kill Jigsaw.
I think so, too.
Because, like, I love a girl who goes a little bit insane for her weird adoptive murderer father, which fits multiple characters, which is insane.
Yes.
The fact that he kept shutting her down and kept, like, testing her when she was just trying to do what he was asking and do with in a way that she thought was, like, most productive and, like, the best way possible. And he's still like, what if she just kills you? What then? What if she did?
Yeah.
I wish she did.
I also love how this one doesn't really have a cop plot, because a lot of the others do. And this still has the A story and B story. But you have Jeff doing all of his trials.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Lynn, John, and Amanda.
Yeah.
As John is dying.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't work if they did that for all of them, but it works here because it makes the stakes feel much more personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm also pretty neutral about, like, the freezer trap. I don't really need this.
No.
She didn't actually do anything wrong. She was a witness.
She was a witness.
Child.
Didn't she witness it and then not show up to the trial?
I think so.
And, like, if she had, like, the sentence would have been... How did he find her?
I don't know.
How did Jigsaw be like, she drove by and was never seen again, but I know who she is and can put her in a trap.
Number one Instagram stalker. He knows their names this time.
Yeah. What is your number four?
Saw X.
Saw X, which is also my number four.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go.
That was a fun experience.
That was a very fun experience. Saw X was probably the toughest one to place for me.
Yeah.
Because on one hand... Just from, like, a filmmaking standpoint, I do think it's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
It has the benefit, obviously, of being the most recent.
Yeah.
But it looks amazing.
Yes.
I also think, character-wise, it is maybe the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 30 minutes, pretty much, before the main plot gets going.
Yeah.
And it's just John Kramer trying to survive and, like, trying to be cured of his cancer.
Yeah.
And... I don't know how I feel about the whole trying to make him sympathetic,
because
he's a villain.
Yeah.
And I do think it goes a little far in that he winds up almost being the hero at the end.
Yeah.
And it left a weird taste in my mouth.
That's fair.
Of like, oh, we're just straight up, like, this is the good guy of the movie.
Yeah.
The serial killer.
No.
But I do, Tobin Bell is amazing as this character. Is easily, like, one of the best parts of the entire franchise. And this is the movie where I think he does really get to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he flexes his dramatic chops.
Yeah.
He gives a lot more to the character than we already had. This is the first one since the original series that actually justifies its own existence.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that, like, because I know there's another one, I think, coming out at the end of this year. Really hoping that they continue in this direction. Because also more Amanda.
Yeah.
Love Amanda.
More Amanda.
Yeah.
Please, please, please. I'm asking so nicely.
Yeah, there are some good traps here, but I think it really is this high because it's good on a character level,
mm-hmm.
and I have a lot of problems with it. Really, the third act, evil woman who's like behind the whole operation,
oh.
and is like scamming people
yeah,
out of
I know
copious amounts of money.
I know who you're talking about. The weird European woman.
Yeah.
Isn't she German?
I think so.
That's
yeah. it's Cecilia, I think.
Cecilia.
Yeah. I don't like her. Like,
yeah.
she's fun, but I don't like her place in the story. It feels very cheap with, like, her and the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a twist, it's really underwhelming. I don't like the fact that we don't see her die. Like, she could very well still be alive.
Yeah.
Probably is.
I feel like it was, like, kind of hinted at that she was still alive
yeah.
at the end.
Like, she survives it at the end. She's trapped there. She is so evil.
Yeah.
And all these other people who were part of her operation are dying in these grisly ways. And then she's still alive.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that, and we talked about this right as soon as we left the movie, everyone does what they need to do to
yes.
survive. It's just a hesitation thing.
Yeah.
And that's why they die. Mm-hmm. It's like, because...
The girl who cuts off her entire goddamn leg.
The girl who cuts off her leg and then, like, puts the thing in and...
Yeah, yeah. And it kept getting...
The bone marrow out.
Yeah.
She did everything she had to do. She's just a few seconds late,
yeah.
and so she dies.
Yeah.
And I find that so stupid because what Jigsaw is testing is their will to live.
Yeah.
And I really don't think it matters if it's a few seconds extra. She did the thing.
Yeah.
Let her live.
Yeah.
Also, side note, she gets kidnapped in the middle of a sexual assault. It's so in poor taste.
Yeah.
And it was something that when it happened in the movie, I was like, oh, okay. And then they brush past it.
Yeah.
And it's something I keep returning to. It's
horror.
Like, I'm not going to put this in my top three. That's a weird choice that I don't like.
I love horror, but so many horror movies, especially like body horror type, they very rarely give any kind of like tasteful depictions
yeah.
of assault and like... brutality, especially against women and people of color, they're always like, yeah, let's do
yeah.
it.
And
let's
then she's the first
ground.
To die.
Yeah.
And has maybe the worst, I don't know. The guy who gets, like, his face burnt off after just cutting his skull open is pretty bad.
I don't care.
But Valentina, I think is her name.
It yeah. is, yeah.
It's like, the movie is so weirdly, like, mean-spirited.
Yeah, it's...
A little sexist.
She's one of those victims that didn't... She really didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Not in, like,
a... she did, but merely as, like, a follower.
Yeah. It's kind of the same vibe as that guy and his wife.
Yeah.
Like, she just got roped into it.
Right.
And she somehow... She ended up in a much worse state than the wife in the other one.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't need to do that.
Also, the kid.
Yeah, the
it's
kid.
It's so weird.
The kid?
I'm sounding like I'm really negative on this movie. I'm not. It's just that in many ways,
it.
I do think it's the best of the franchise, and mm-hmm. there is enough dragging it down to where it just totally isn't for
yeah.
me. Yeah.
It's also weird, but it's nice to see that he does not have complete control for once.
Yeah.
It's like everything else has been super, super meticulously planned out. It's been like, we know exactly what we're doing 10 steps ahead. We know everybody and who they know. And then there's just this kid.
Yeah.
Who he got... attached to before that, I think. Because I think there was, like, scenes of him playing outside with him.
Yeah, there were.
On, like, the retreat.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice. Like, I don't love the fact that it's a child who has to...
witness just all of this?
He waterboards himself
yeah.
for this man.
No, he bloodboards
himself.
Bonus points, by the way, for the end credit scene. Which
yes.
is the greatest thing in the history of humanity, is Hoffman showing up for the first time in, like, over a decade.
Yeah.
To say... epic bad luck.
Epic bad luck.
That's so funny.
That's still my Instagram bio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, he clearly knows how stupid a line it is. Epic bad luck. All right, shall we get to the last one?
Yeah.
Which is your third favorite and which is my favorite. Saw 2.
Saw 2.
Love Saw 2. You can go first.
I just think overall, I think it's fun. I think there's enough traps in this movie for it to be as iconic as it is.
Yeah.
It's also where they step up their game.
Yes.
And it's like, they've gotten their audience with the first one, now they know that they can keep pushing. I'm not a huge fan of, like, the opening trap, like, the
no?
like the death mask. I like it. I think it's cool.
I do think he could have, like, survived just by, like, almost cutting off, like, the cheek and not the whole eye.
Yeah, and I think his eye was, like, stitched closed. He
yeah.
could just, like, undo the stitches.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm never going to be one of those people who is like, oh, in that situation, I would have done this. No,
you wouldn't.
I wouldn't have. And I know I wouldn't have. I would have died in each and every one of these, yes. Even the ones that are escapable.
Right.
But from an audience perspective, there were easier ways to go about doing that.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even, like, entertaining about it. He was just like,
he just
oh my
gives
gosh,
up.
No. Yeah.
He's about to do it.
Yeah.
And then he realizes he doesn't think he can.
Yeah.
And so he throws the scalpel across the room and like kneels down and is like, oh, dang, I guess I'm going to die.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, if you're that sure.
Toughen up, dude.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the electric staircase. I think it's funny.
That's a fun one. That's like, it's not even a trap. It's just like a way of skating around law enforcement, like with the shotgun hallway in the first one. It's so goofy.
It's just an evil escalator.
Yeah. this is my favorite of the franchise for a couple reasons. I think one, the traps are really good. The needle pit.
Oh, I love the needle pit.
I love it because it's not one that's, like, even intended to kill anyone. Mm-hmm. It's just really painful.
Yeah.
And Amanda getting thrown into it is one of the most cringe-inducing moments of the entire series. The behind the scenes where they had, like, just a bunch of, like, production assistants taking out the needles and putting, like, rubber ones in.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun.
I also think it's, like, a good... I don't want to say metaphor, but it's just like it's a very good visual of how Amanda got thrown into this whole thing. Like her connection to drugs, the fact that she was like forced into this.
Right.
She really had no choice. It was either do that or die.
Yeah.
And it's like she now knows the rules. She knows she's going to survive. I like it. I love the needle pit.
I love the needle pit. I just love the whole game of, like, the nerve gas house, where it's, like, they all just have to explore and find the antidotes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing with, like, the numbers on their necks.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you go.
I like when things are contained. The first one, it's nice. You have, like, this one specific environment, and then you have everything else happening around it. But you have this one specific environment. But it's a little bit too small, I feel. But being contained within just one house... I like that.
Like, it has multiple locations, but it is just one at the end.
Yeah, it makes it feel more like things are happening side by side, as opposed to in the other ones where it's like, this is happening, and then flash over to this completely different environment, and it's like, wait, is this a time jump? Is this like a...
Yeah. The psychology of Jigsaw, I think, is the thing, more than the traps even, that I love about this series. And Saw 2 is when you finally... Because, like, we now know that John Kramer is Jigsaw, and so you just get Tobin Bell kind of doing the evil monologue for just the whole movie on and off.
Yeah.
And it is so compelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love everything about how his character is written and how he portrays it.
Yeah.
And, like, Eric Matthews' whole game of, like, just sit and talk to me and your son will be fine.
Yeah. And then he can't.
And then, sure enough, his son is in a literal safe and secure place.
Yes.
In a safe.
Yes.
And this movie piles on so many different twists, but they all work and they're all really cool.
Yeah.
Because you have that whole thing of, like, the games aren't taking place at the same time. They already happened.
Yeah.
They're being played and it's just a recording. And so that's really cool.
Yeah.
You have, obviously, Amanda being an accomplice, which... This is early enough in the series where that is an effective twist, and it's not just piling on another person.
I feel like it's also really compelling because despite the fact that she knows that, there's also the possibility that despite still being an accomplice, she's still new enough that he could still kill her off.
Yeah.
She's like, we have to play by the rules, and it's not so much because she knows that and because she wants to put the plan into action. She also wants to follow the rules because there's a chance he will still kill her.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I like that a lot. And then just like the fact that the nerve gas house is the house that the bathroom from the first one is in.
Yes.
That's just so cool to me. Saw 2 is so much fun. And I think it, because the first one is really simple. This is the first time where they kind of make it more convoluted and get really complex with like intersecting storylines.
Yeah.
All these wacky traps. But it is very much... delving into just John Kramer and who he is. And, like, after his cancer diagnosis, failed suicide attempt, yeah. and he puts this whole plan together of, I'm going to stick people in my little contraption.
Yeah, he's, like, setting a new norm until something happens to the point where he can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just find that so interesting, and it's what makes it. It's what makes the franchise mm-hmm. for me.
I'm also a big fan of The Furnace.
I love The Furnace, except for the fact that it is so obvious. Like, yeah. if you just looked around for 2 seconds, you would have seen the little knob, and yeah. he doesn't, and he dies.
The thing that I always think about when I watch that scene, the room had to reek.
Oh, yeah.
Burnt flesh, burnt hair. Ugh.
Yeah.
And it's like, it soaks into your skin, and it's just something that you, like, can taste, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I usually don't have a problem. I'm usually not very, like, squeamish around any kind of horror. But the thought of being in a room that smells like that, no, I'm good.
Disgusting. I also do just love Donnie Wahlberg as Eric Matthews, just, like, as this terrible person who is still kind of trying to do his job as a cop.
Yeah.
But is letting his ego really mm-hmm. get in the way and just all of this rage that he has. And I think it was just really good casting for him. He's so punchable.
I'm generally a fan of how they portray law enforcement.
Yes.
Not going to say anything about anything, but I'm generally a fan.
Yes. And that is our ranking of yep. the Saw franchise.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Michaela, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Hope you had fun talking about mutilation and death.
I did. I had so much fun.
Let's go. Yeah, this has been Pop Off. We'll see you all next time. Michaela, we won't see you.
No.
We won't be here. But fun having you.